US sets up gold medal game against Canada at Olympics by cruising past Slovakia. Milan, Zach Werenski and his US teammates tried not to look ahead at a potential gold medal game against Canada at the Olympics. After each went unbeaten in group play, there was no way the North American rivals could meet before the final, but there was work left to do. After routing Slovakia 6-2 in the semi-finals on Friday night, the much-anticipated but never guaranteed U.S. Canada showdown for gold is on. "It's the matchup everyone wanted," Werenski said after his 3-assist performance against Slovakia. "Now that it's finally here, we can kind of shift our focus to Canada. The two top seeds in the tournament, who went in as the favorites, will meet Sunday." It comes a year after the United States and Canada played two memorable games against each other at the Four Nations face-off. "It's the final that we wanted and the team that we wanted to play," winger Matt Boldy said. "It's exciting for the fans and for hockey and everything like that." That NHL-run event ended a drought of nearly a decade without an international tournament featuring the best hockey players in the world. 3 fights in the first 9 seconds in the first meeting put the Four Nations in the spotlight, and their epic final won by Canada in overtime only built the anticipation for the Olympics. "Now that it's all set in stone, everything happens for a reason," said Brady Tkachuk, who along with brother Matthew and JT Miller were involved in the Four Nations fisticuffs. "We'll be looking forward to this one. You guys have been talking about it for a while. Now you get to enjoy it." After Canada did its part by rallying to beat Finland earlier in the day, the United States had no trouble against the Slovaks, who made an improbable run and were simply overmatched. They'll face the Finns for bronze on Saturday night, looking for just the second hockey medal in the country's history after getting the first with a third-place finish in Beijing in 2022. The United States is playing for gold after the semi-finals were a much easier go than the quarterfinals against Sweden, when overtime was needed to survive a scare. Dylan Larkin, Tage Thompson, Jack Hughes, and Jack Eichel scored the 4 goals on 23 shots that chased Samuel Hlavage out of Slovakia's net past the midway point of the second period. Thompson, one of just a handful of newcomers who did not play at the Four Nations, exited later in the second after blocking a shot and did not return. Coach Mike Sullivan said Thompson was held out for precautionary reasons more than anything. "We'll see how he recovers, but I anticipate him being ready for game time," Sullivan said. Hughes got his second goal of the game just after a power play expired, and Brady Tkachuk scored on a breakaway with just over 9 minutes left to provide some more breathing room. "That was definitely one of our strongest games, for sure," said Quinn Hughes, who along with brother Jack have been the best US players in Milan. "For the most part, we played really well. A little bit looser there in the third, but it's a 5-0 game and you want to get out safe and feel good for the next game." Goaltender Connor Hellebuyck did his job as his teammates outshot Slovakia by a substantial margin. Everything he has done at the Olympics has validated Sullivan's decision to go with Hellebuyck as the US starter over Jake Oettinger and Jeremy Swayman. The United States last reached the final in 2010, when it lost to Canada in overtime on Sidney Crosby's famous golden goal. Crosby's status is uncertain this time after getting injured in the quarterfinals Wednesday and not playing Friday against Finland. The last U.S. men's hockey gold came in 1980 with the Miracle on Ice in Lake Placid. "It definitely motivates us," Werenski said. "We've talked about. We're well aware of it. I don't think it's pressure. It's fun. It's exciting." By Stephen Wino.